今天早晨我们稍微交通一点关于跟随主做主门徒第一方面的事情。
This morning we shared a little bit about following Jesus as disciples.
我们讲到主带领门徒们第一件事是帮他们在生命里面打根基。
We said that when the Lord lead the disciples, He wanted to allow them to have foundations in a spiritual walk.
啊，我们这好像呢，一个小朋友在家里面开始学习生活中最基本的事情。
Just like a little child learning some basic lessons in life.
啊，像我现在呢，啊，我有两个小孙子。
Like I have two grandchildren.From my son's side.
他要讲还有另外两个外孙。
I also have two other grandchildren from my daughter's side.
那我们最近因为帮助我的儿子，他那一边。
Because recently I have been going to help my son's
我那个大的孙子呢，刚刚满两岁多一点。
My oldest grandson just had his two-year-old birthday.
那么他的母亲呢，又生了他的弟弟。
And now he has a little brother.
So we taught him many little things.
So I taught him many little things.
先告诉他他会有一个弟弟。
So we told him first of all that he's going to have a little brother.
弟弟以后会做你最好的朋友。
And later on, your brother will be your best friend.
所以你要爱弟弟。
So you need to love your brother.
妈妈抱弟弟的时候，你不要发脾气。
So when your mom is holding your little brother, you don't have to get angry.
这是不要 jealous.
Or be jealous.
他不一定 angry 哈。
You don't need to be jealous.
但是这是最基本他需要知道的。
These are very basic things that he needs to learn.
他母亲晚上要照顾他的孩子，照顾第二个小 baby.
So when mom needs to take care of the second baby.
所以就由 grandma 带这个大儿子去刷牙。
So I need to take him to brush his teeth.
那我们就先抓着他的手，告诉他你这样刷。
So I first held his hand and showed him how to brush his teeth.
然后告诉他说你现在自己拿起来你自己刷。
And then I gave him his toothbrush and I said, now you do it.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，主耶稣拯救我们，不是救完以后他就走掉了。
Our Lord Jesus saved us, and it's not that he will leave us after he saved us.
他说他爱世上凡属他的人。
He says he loved all those who belong to him.
就爱他们到底。
And he loves them to the end.
他怎么爱我们呢？
How?
他呼召我们做他的门徒。
He calls us to be his disciples.
他在我们人生中每一件小事中，他都在我们里面，好像大人握着孩子的手一样。
Over every little thing, he is just like the adult in front of the child, holding his hand to show him what he needs to do.
教我们在每一件事情上来学他的样式。
So that in every little thing, we are to learn of him.
所以在生命中操练生命的功课。是根基的事情。
So in our life, as we learn lessons of life, these are things that are very fundamental.
比如说，我们本来就是一个急性子的人。
For example, if we're very impatient.
碰到环境刺激，我们很快声音就大起来。
When things stir us up, it's very easy for us to get very loud.
我发现聪明的人呢，有的时候脾气比较大一点。
And I think those who are smart, they seem to have a bigger temper.
因为他总觉得别人太笨。
Because he always said that other person
is stupid
and it's too slow.
那么这个时候，主就在那个聪明的人里面要教他，你不可以动怒。
And so at that moment, God will have to teach the person who is smarter that he cannot be too angry.
我刚蒙召出来侍奉主的时候，开始学习教会的生活。
When I first was called and I need to learn how to serve in the church.
我就跟一些弟兄们，我们一起承担教会的责任。
So some of the other brothers and I needed to be in charge of some responsibilities.
我们中间有一位弟兄，他有过目不忘、听过也不忘的这个本事。
And this one of the brothers will see something and he will never he has photographic memory.
所以呢，每次我们开会，我们都很怕他一讲话，我们大家都洗耳恭听。
And so every time he starts to speak in a service meeting, we all have to listen to him.
因为他思想很快
，because he thinks very fast，
所以他的意见呢也出来的很快
So he's also very opinionated.
但是有的时候啊，他的意见实在不是出于主的，因为是从人的聪明来的。
But sometimes his opinions are really not of the Lord because it came out of his intelligence.
如果有人敢跟他讲不同的事情，他就发脾气。
If somebody dared to say anything against him, he would get very angry.
我们这样在一起配搭大概有一年多，常常一有侍奉聚会，就看见他这个脸就红起来了。
So as we co-work together, every time we have a service meeting, it's easy for us to see that he gets all red.
但是后来他把这件事交在主的面前。
Afterward, he places temper before the Lord.
他在学习生命里面，借着生活来操练生命。
And he learned from his daily living how to exercise this life in him.
有几次我们也在谈事情。
Several times we were discussing about many issues. 我看着
他坐在我对面呢，呼吸开始急促，脸开始红了。
And I saw him sitting up in front of me, and I know that he was starting to breathe very fast, and he's starting to blush.
他开始有一个不同的反应。
And he starts to have a different reaction.
啊，他就跟弟兄姊妹、跟弟兄们讲说：“对不起，让我出去一下。”
And then he told the brothers to please excuse me. I need to go out a little bit.
他就站到门外呢，他就祷告主，他说：“我是呼吸新鲜空气。”
He said he needed to go outside and take some deep breaths.
实际上他是在祷告主。
But I knew that he was trying to pray.
你知道有一首诗歌叫做《呼出与吸入》。
Now we have a hymn that says "Breathing out and breathing in."
他说：“主啊，我呼出我的罪污。”
The song says, "I want to breathe out my sin."
呼出我的自己。
Breathing out myself.
我是一直吸入，一直吸入。
And I'm breathing in.
吸入你，做我的生命。
Thy fullness in.
这个弟兄，他慢慢的，他能够听别人讲话。
Gradually, this brother is willing to hear what others are saying.
而且别人说不同的意见的时候，他开始觉得别人有理了。
When other people started to say their opinion, he started to realize that may be reasonable.
这个叫做生命的操练。
This is the exercise of life.
同一位弟兄。
The same brother.
他脾气大。
He had a big temper.
常常在聚会的里面，大家都吓得，只要他一来，大家都好像小鸡看见老鹰一样的。
And every time he comes, it's as if the eagles here and the chickens are looking at the eagle.
他在教会管事情呢，没有一个人敢不听的。
Everyone had to listen to him.
有一段日子啊，他这样做。
Then for a period of time when he was doing this,
大家都在主面前学功课。
Everyone had to learn this lesson.
有一天祷告聚会他来了。
One day at the prayer meeting he came.
他来哈，我们唱完诗歌，他就跟领会的弟兄讲：“对不起，请你给我五分钟时间，好不好？”
At the celebration time was over, he told the song leader that, "Please give me 5 minutes."
啊，那个弟兄吓一跳，不知道他要做什么。
And then the song leader was a little startled, didn't know what he was going to do.
结果弟兄就说好，请你交通。
And so the song leader says, "Sure, please go ahead and share."
他一开头他就哭了。
He started by crying.
弟兄姊妹更是吓一跳。
Then everybody got shocked.
这个弟兄从来都是他骂人的，今天怎么他哭起来了呢？
Usually this brother is the one rebuking others. How come he's crying now?
他说我要向大家认罪。
He said, "I need to confess in front of all of you."
他说我错了。
I have been wrong.
那一天每一个人都很受感动啊。
That day everybody was touched.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做根基。
This is foundation.
如果我们没有学过这些功课，
If you have never learned this type of lesson,
我们就进入侍奉，
And you enter into service,
非常非常危险。
It's very dangerous.
若是特别是进入教会，你去做决定的侍奉，
Especially when you have to do decision making in
the church. 你去听话的侍奉还好，
It's easier if you have to speak.
但是你要听话照着别人要求的，是别人弟兄交通的话来做，这个人的挤出来也受不了的。
If you listen to what other people is saying and then you have to do accordingly, but when your flesh comes out, it's very difficult.
主耶稣非常知道生命长进的阶段和过程。
The Lord Jesus knows very clearly the stages of by which we have to grow.
所以他在你我身上绝不会叫你跳级的。
So in you and I, we cannot skip a grade.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有做过噩梦
？I don't know whether or not you have had nightmares.
我常常做噩梦。
I have a lot of nightmares.
我是一个，都是做学生时代的梦。
These nightmares of my student days.
因为我不是一个用功读书的学生。
Because I wasn't a very good student.
马马虎虎的学生。
I kind of fly by.
所以我常常做梦，梦到考试了，那个考卷。我一题都看不懂。
Many times I would dream that I have no idea what those questions are on my exam.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道那是很可惜，很 很可怕的事情啊。
It's a very frightening thing.
主绝对不会把我们放在这个情况。
Our Lord Jesus will never place us in that kind of a situation.
但是若是我们不答应主他的呼召，要我们跟随他。
But if we fail to answer his calling to follow him,
我们在教会就承担责任。
And you start to take a responsibility.
我们就安排这个人做这个，那个人做那个。
You assign this person to do this and that person to do that.
很可能我们就会造成别人跳级，他就天天做噩梦。
Very possibly you will create another person to skip a grade so that person will have a lot of nightmares.
弟兄姊妹们，那是我们侍奉的人的亏欠。
That is our shortcoming.
因为我自己没有学过。我怎么能去带别人呢？
How can I guide others?
弟兄姊妹，所以门徒们先被成全做门徒，他们才去带别人来做门徒。
So the disciples themselves first need to be perfected to be a disciple before they can lead others to be disciples.
我们弟兄昨天晚上讲到，马太是一个心思非常细密而且非常有条理的人，因为他是一个 accountant.
Last night our brother said that Matthew was a very detailed person because he was an accountant.
所以他记载主教导调教他的过程，他把他规划的非常的清楚。
He organized very clearly how he was taught by the Lord.
一步一步的主带他们慢慢长大，到最后被成全。
Step by step, the Lord guided them so that he can be mature.
那第一步他们学的功课就是在生活中打那个新生命的根基。
The first lesson is that in their daily lives, they have to have the foundation of learning to walk after the inner life.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会侍奉成长是这样的。
This is the same in our service at the church.
如果我们中间有青年的父母亲，
If we have young parents among us,
请你们也听我一点点我的意见。
Please listen to some of my recommendations.
你教导你肉身的儿女也应该这样。
This is the same way we need to teach our fleshly children.
这样子，我们孩子他就会有一个快乐的童年，也会有一个健全的人生。
In this way, our children will have a happy childhood as well as a very normal life.
Healthy
or healthy life.
And useful life. 弟兄姊妹们，你知道主带领我们成全我们，就叫我们一生觉得我成为神的儿女是何等的有福。
When the Lord leads us, we will know that throughout our life, we are so blessed and so happy.
但是若是我们不明白这个生命的原则，
But if we fail to understand the principles of this life,
我们用自己的聪明智慧去安排，弟兄姊妹，我们会把神的家弄乱的。
And we use our own human reasonings and wisdoms to assign things, then we will really create confusion.
我们会受苦的。
We will suffer.
而且叫弟兄姊妹也受苦。
And brothers and sisters will also suffer.
所以我们今天早上讲到，主耶稣教导我们，他把他的生命先活出来。
So we see from this morning that our Lord Jesus first lived out this life.
然后借着十字架，他把他的生命释放，并且分赐给每一个相信的人。
And through his cross, he has released his life into all of those who have his life.
所以你我里面有一个生命是可以被成全的，是能够满足神旨意的一个生命。
So there's a life in you and I that we can be able to fulfill his will.
握住我们的手，一步一步的来教我们生命的功课。
He will teach us lessons of life step by step.
最基本的，他教导我们在生活中，今天早上我讲到七方面。
Very basically, I already talked about these seven aspects.
碰到这七方面事情来的时候，我们去祷告，基督的性格在我们里面显现出来的时候，我们照着去做。
When these three seven aspects come to our attention, as we pray accordingly, the Holy Spirit and the new life in us will help us how to do.
弟兄姊妹，那就根基就打得牢靠，牢靠。
Then this foundation is sure.
我要快快的稍微把后面几章圣经交通一下。
I want to very quickly talk about the last several chapters.
我这一次我不打算很有条理的讲，但是我希望我能够把我领会的清楚的表达出来。
Hopefully I can expound this clearly.
在生活中我们开始有了操练以后，主要教导我们过里面的生活。
As long as we know that there's this practice of inner life, we need to live this inner life.
你不要加那个里面哈，就 we exercise this new life in our daily living.
We need to exercise this new life in our daily living.
Then we turn our attention to inward life. 我们要过里面的生活。
then you can turn your attention to this inward life.
所以主讲了三件美事，但是当时犹太人都变成外面的生活。
So the Lord spoke of three things, and the Jews of this is something from the outward sense.
第一个就是用钱财去帮助别人。
First is to use money to help others.
以前当时犹太人呢，他们如果钱财去帮助别人，他要所有的人都知道，我是一个有爱心的人。
When they giving alms to others, they want to show off to other people to say that they are a person with a lot of love.
主说不要这样。
And the Lord says, no, you cannot be like.
你们要里面有真的爱，你去给的时候，别人不知道，但是父看见了。
If you have this love inside, our Heavenly Father will see it.
弟兄姊妹，这是里面的生活。
This is the inner life.
祷告的生活也是这样。
The same thing for prayer life.
当时犹太人，特别是法利赛人，每次喜欢走到人多的这个街口，他们就停下来祷告。
Especially for the Pharisees, they like to pray at the crossroad.
让别人看见这个有一个圣人在那里祷告。
So that other people can see that this is holy.
主说你们不要这样。
The Lord says you don't have to be like that.
他说你们祷告要关在内室。
He says when you pray, go to your inner room.
当然我们刚开始学祷告的时候，最好你有一个自己的 inner room.
Of course, when you first learn to pray, it's a good thing if you have.
我记得我读大学的时候，我们一个寝室呢有六个同学。
When I was in college, I had.
那我的 inner room 是什么呢？
What is my inner room?
晚上睡觉前把蚊帐挂起来，我就跪在床上祷告。
And then when I sleep, I will hang up the mosquito net, and that's where I pray.
他们要做什么，那跟我没关系。
They can do whatever they want, but it has nothing to do with me.
每一个人都可以操练。
All of us can practice this.
你从这些点上面学习。
You learn from this point.
我不是祷告给别人看，我是很虔诚的人。
I'm not praying for others to show my piety.
等到有一天你熟练了，随时随处你的心都在祷告。
Until one day when you are more mature, you can pray anywhere.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等美、何等甜的生活。
It's such a beautiful and sweet life.
你没有一个时刻看不见主的脸，如果看不见，那你就很痛苦了。
Every moment you can see His face.
弟兄姊妹，这是要操练的。
We need to practice.
但是这个操练要把你的注意力在外面被别人看见，要变成里面让暗中的父看见。
This practice needs to be changed from the outward for others to see into in the inward way where your father can see.
因为我们人有一个堕落的天性。
Because we have a fallen nature in us.
这个堕落的天性就喜欢表现自己。
This fallen nature in us wants to show off.
我们喜欢别人看见。
We want other people to see us.
所以有时候在教会我们碰到这样的情形。
So when we see this in the church gathering.
有一对弟兄姊妹很爱主，但是闹了家庭问题。
Brother and sister really love the Lord, but they have family issues.
这个家庭问题啊，它的原因是好的。
It's a good reason for that.
为什么呢？因为这个姊妹觉得这个她的先生啊不争气。
And so the wife feels that the husband is not good enough.
你看别人的丈夫在教会里领诗歌领得那么好，你给我好好练一练。
And this other brother is such a good song leader in church, and you don't do a good job.
下次弟兄们要排，也可以排你去领诗歌。
So next time when the arrangement comes,
you can
also be assigned to lead the song.
但是她有比较在里面。
But even though the thought is good, but then she's trying to compare her brother with another person.
这个比较带来了竞争。
This comparison brings in competition.
这个竞争就是要 show off.
This competition is to show off, show off oneself.
这个都是侍奉主、追求主遇见的陷阱和危机。
These are a lot of the snares and risks that we face when we serve.
我年轻的时候就碰过这样。我那时候在聚会里面真是不会祷告。
When I was young, I really didn't know how to pray in the meeting.
比我年轻的弟兄姊妹一说祷告，他们开口祷告真是好啊。
The young people, they all started to pray when they were given
a chance. 我羡慕的不得了。
I really envy after them.
我从小因为在家里啊，我妈妈规定我们轮流吃饭要祷告，我就背了一套台词啊。每次都是那几句话。
I used to memorize a few words when I had to pray before we eat.
都是有口无心的。
I verbally utter it, but then I didn't have my heart
behind it. 等到我读大学参加教会学校的弟兄姊妹聚会。
And then I entered the gathering of the church and I didn't know how to pray.
所以我就偷偷的听别人祷告，偷偷抄一点回去背。
And I secretly
copy. 下一次我也来祷告这么好。
Some of the words and I memorize so that I can pray a good prayer.
结果你发现啊，我发现我下次背了，祷告了两句，下一句是什么忘记了。
And then I realized I tried to memorize it. I will say a few words and then forgot what I have to say next.
因为我那时候不明白。
Because I fail to understand.
我喜欢外面的让别人知道。
Outwardly, I want people to see me.
弟兄姊妹们，做主的门徒，在生命中打根基，父知道就好了。
To be a disciple and have a foundation in life is good enough for the Father to see us.
所以主耶稣讲到，你们在暗中的父在看。
That's why the Lord Jesus says, "Your Father who sees in secret, He will see you."
弟兄姊妹们，父亲天天在看他的儿女。
Our Father sees His children every single day.
你知道吗？你今天一醒来，他就在看你。
Do you know that when you wake up, He's looking at you?
更准确的讲，你在睡觉，他也在看你。
More accurately speaking, when you're sleeping, He sees you.
他是看你要做给别人看的，还是你真心的活在他的面前。
He wants to see whether or not you're doing it for other people to see, or are you true before Him?
主要我们叫门徒们从外面的注意转到对里面的注意。
Our Lord wants the disciples to change from outward attention into inner focus.
禁食也是一样。
The same thing for fasting.
好，我们禁食就是我专心的到主面前，为着一些事情，我来祈求，来交托。
When we fast, we want to pray a, put a particular issue before the Lord in a very focused way.
当时犹太人把这件事当作敬虔的一个表现，所以喜欢给人家知道。
At that time, the Jews wanted to show this as a way of godliness in front of others.
真正在生命中跟随主操练的人不是这样。
This is not the way for those who truly want to practice in their life.
好，所以我们要过里面的生活。In a way,
as we want to live a life of inner way,
我们一定要把注意力从别人外面对我的注意，要看见暗中父对我的注意。
We must change from the outward attention for others to see us to the Father who sees us in secret.
然后第六章从十九节开始。
Then from chapter 6 verse 19 on,
讲到我们呢有几个的转变。
Seeing several different changes,
就是我们心思态度。和眼光的转变
，changing of our mind, our attitude, and even our sense of value.
你知道，今天很多人呢，我们心里爱什么，我们就喜欢这个表现什么。
What you like to show off what you like.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以主说呢，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
That's what the Lord says. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
我记得我女儿很小的时候。
When my daughter was very young.
我们在家里，她很活泼，跟她有一个弟弟哈，两个人玩得很开心。
She and her brother played.
但是她去读 preschool 回来。
And after she came back from preschool.
有一天下午啊，哎，她一个人很安静在房间。
She was very quiet in her room.
我就去看，她拿她那个。画图用的笔啊，把她的手指甲涂得红红的。
And she used her crayon to color her fingernails.
又找了一些东西啊，手上绑起来这个。
And
我知道她看见别人带着，他们擦指甲油，然后呢，有人带了一些的装饰。
And then she tried to copy others, and then she started to color her fingernails and put on different things that decorate herself.
我姊妹那天也看见了。
I saw that.
她没有骂她。
I did not rebuke her.
他就告诉女儿，他带女儿去洗手。
So I took her to the bathroom and washed her hands.
然后告诉她这些东西。
And so I told her.
他说这妈妈告诉她说你的漂亮不是在这些东西点上。
And so I told her that if you love the Lord Jesus, you're the most beautiful little girl ever.
你如果他讲的对，这是他讲的话，所以他记得清楚。
I told
her. 如果你爱主耶稣，你会是一个最漂亮的女孩子。
If you love the Lord Jesus from your heart, you're the most beautiful little girl.
弟兄姊妹，我特别要为所有年轻的弟兄姊妹讲。
I like to speak to this to a lot of our young
people. 如果你有这个眼光，你有这个心，你不要担心你的婚姻，你不要担心你没有朋友。
If you have this attitude and this sense of value, don't worry that you will not have a good friend.
但是若是我们去爱慕人以为好的东西。
If you love after the things that people think are good.
弟兄姊妹们，我们外面我们也讲我们要好好祷告，要好好爱主，但是我们给别人看见的跟世人一个样子。
Outside we say, oh yes, we need to pray, we need to love, and yet you're the same with the people of the world.
相不相称呢？
Is that right?
弟兄姊妹，你自己回答，相不相称？
You can answer. Does that match?
我们在这些点上面就说，你要把心从地上的事物。
Over these issues, the Lord Jesus says you need to change your heart from your earthly things to heavenly.
但是若是你没有看见天上的事物，你就不可能转。
But if you cannot see heavenly things, there's no way for you to change.
这是为什么我们常常聚会，我们盼望主在我里面显现一下。
That's why we need to go to the gatherings because we ask the Lord to reveal Himself to us.
做主的门徒啊，都不是自愿的。
It's not voluntary to be a disciple of the Lord.
那些自愿的人，主反而告诉他们说呢，天空的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，只是人子没有枕头地方。
Those who are volunteering their service, the Lord says, the foxes have holes and the birds have in the air, but then the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head.
是不是呢？在第十章第九章里面那个文士，他说：“主啊，无论你到哪里，我都要跟随。”主就告诉他，主这么一讲，他就不跟了。
Because the scribe wanted to follow the Lord Jesus in this way, and yet when the Lord said that, he could not follow.
但是若是你看见主的荣美。
But if you see the beauty of the Lord,
没有一个人不跟主的。
Not one person will not follow.
所以我们需要为自己、为教会、为我们的下一代祷告。
So we need to pray for ourselves, for the church, and for our next generation.
愿主把他自己的荣美向人显一下。
May the Lord reveal His beauty to us.
我自己在十八岁那一年的夏天。
When I was 18 years old.
我九岁的时候信主。
I came to the Lord when I was 9.
12岁的时候受浸。
And I was baptized when I was 12.
我用肉体夸口了，像保罗一样说了，我是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
To boast in the flesh, I can be like Paul that says, I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees.
我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews.
但是到我18岁那一年，我走不下去。
But when I was 18, I could not go on.
我跟主说，主，如果我再凭我自己，我只会更多得罪你，更多叫你的名在我身上受羞辱。
I said, Lord, if I continue on this way, I will really wrong you and put your name to shame.
我连问我的问题是什么我都问不出来。
I could not even ask what my questions were.
在一个夏令会的里面。
In a summer conference.
是大学生，都是青年人。
All these were young people.
在聚会的最后一天晚上。
On the last night of the conference.
聚完会以后。服侍的弟兄讲，今天晚上呢，我们通融聚会厅不关灯。
And at the last night, the brother says, "Tonight we will not turn off the lights."
谁愿意留下来祷告、寻求主，你可以留下来，但是请你不要打扰别人。
If you want to stay behind to pray, please do that. So please do not disturb other people.
主在我里面说话，要我祷告，我就留下来。
That night, the Lord spoke to me, and I stayed behind to pray.
那一天晚上十点钟跪下来。
10 o'clock, I knelt down.
等我站起来的时候，清晨两点半。
When I stood up, it was 2 a.m.
好像不过才几分钟一样。
I felt as if several minutes passed.
主在里面显现。
The Lord revealed Himself to me.
弟兄姊妹，那把我一生改变。
That turned my whole life around.
每一个神的儿女，他都爱。
He loves every single child of God.
他救回来的，他不会说你是次等的，所以以后我才教你，我先去呼召别人。
When He calls us, He will not say, okay, for you are second rate, and I will call other people first.
他要得着每一个人。
He wants to gain every single one of us.
所以主要我们在里面看见他那属天的荣美。
Inwardly, we need to see His heavenly beauty.
你的心自然就从地上的转到属天去。
Then very naturally, you will turn your focus from earthly to the heavenly.
在那个以前
Before that,
我非常叛逆。
I was very rebellious.
叛逆在哪一方面呢？对主叛逆。
Where? I was rebellious against God.
我甚至在大学团契里面讲，我对所有的事情都有兴趣，就是对圣经没兴趣。
And I even said in front of all of the brothers and sisters in college that I have interest over everything else but the scripture.
我对什么事都有兴趣。
I'm interested in everything.
什么社团我都愿意去参加。
All kinds of clubs.
就是对来聚会我没兴趣。
But I'm not interested to go to the church.
那时候我真的是很苦，我觉得我很真实。
I felt I was being very true.
实际上是我没有真正的遇见过主。
But actually, I haven't really met the Lord.
当主在里面显下他的荣美的时候
，Once the Lord reveals a little bit of His glory,
主在让我看见我自己为我自己人生规划要追求的事情。
And I realized the things that I had planned for myself.
我跟主说，主啊，这些我都可以不要。
And then I said, Lord, I can drop them all.
为着要得着你。
So that I can gain you.
如果我们赚得了全世界。
If we earn the whole world.
这全世界，今天我们弟兄也讲到一点点。
Our brother mentioned this today too.
我们的 prestige.
Our prestige.
我们的名声, 人看我多光鲜,
our reputation, how glorious we are. Everybody
is
happy. This is the world.
我年轻的时候就是要这个。
When I was young, that's what I wanted.
我现在虽然不读书, 但是我说, 我不读书, 我还可以pass, 你看, 你们读那么多, 还不是, 也不过比我高几分而已。
Even though I haven't studied, I still pass. See, I'm still just
骄傲得不得了,
I was so proud.
我那时候说, 等我开始读书, 你们都在我后面。
And I thought to myself, if I really study, all of you will be behind me.
我那时候真是很骄傲啊。
I was so proud.
你看, 成绩不好还这么骄傲。
I didn't have very good grades, I was still very proud.
但是主知道这个人。
But the Lord knows this person.
我们在他面前, 永远是赤露敞开。
Before him, we're forever naked.
他知道我们身上, 该怎样的带我们?
He knows how to lead us.
弟兄姊妹们, 主在我们身上爱我们。
He really loves us.
他要我们把属地的爱慕变成属天的爱慕。
He wants to change our earthly desires or love into those that are heavenly.
这是门徒们一直在生命里面学的功课。
These are the lessons that the disciples learned by Christ.
你知道在旧约时代, 有很属灵的人眼光还是属地的。
In the Old Testament time, we have some very spiritual men, and yet their sense of value is still very earthly.
比如说萨母尔,
for example, Samuel.
以色列人要求要立王的时候,
when the Israelites wanted to have a king,
萨母尔知道背后属灵的原因, 是他们不要神来做他们的王。
Samuel knew the reason behind them wanting to be king because they didn't want God to be their king.
这是撒母耳属灵的地方。
That's when he was very spiritual.
但是他要立王的时候, 看见扫罗高人一头, 而且神告诉他, 这就是我所拣选的, 撒母耳就爱上了扫罗了。
And so when Samuel saw Saul that he is taller than everybody else, and then he loved Saul.
他凭着外貌,
he looked at things according to things, the outward appearance.
最后撒母耳一生痛苦。
At the end, Samuel was very painful after this decision. When God was to choose David,
大卫的大哥一出来, 他说, 耶和华的这个受膏者就是这个年轻人。
And so when the elder brother came out, Saul thought that this is the anointed one that God wants to anoint.
神知道他的心思, 立刻告诉他。
Then God knew his heart immediately,
他说,
God told him.
人是看外貌,
man looks at the outward appearance.
但是耶和华神是看人的内心。
But God looks at the heart.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是眼光的问题。
This is a matter of a spiritual viewpoint.
今天在教会里面, 多少的苦难, 就是人用属地的眼光来做属灵的事情。
There's so many sufferings in the church today because we use earthly viewpoint to do spiritual things.
这造成多大的混乱,
and it created such a chaos.
多大的痛苦,
and such suffering.
将来到主面前交账的时候, 我们都要羞愧。
One day when we come before the judgment seat, will be
ashamed.
What's the reason?
我们没有受过门徒那根基的训练。
Because we have not gone through the training of the fundamental training.
我们没有在自己眼光的判断上面彻底的失败过, 到一个地步说我再也不信任自己了。
We have not gone through the failures of our own personal choice, so that one day we will say we will no longer trust ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们, 主训练彼得就让他失败到一个地步, 他再也不敢相信自己。
The Lord trained Peter to the point that he no longer would trust himself.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
所以主在他没有跌倒之前就告诉他, 彼得, 今夜鸡叫两次以前, 你会三次否认我。
So that's why Jesus already told Peter that tonight, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
彼得非常不服气啊。
Peter was very bad, felt very bad.
彼得心里说, 主啊, 你看错人了。
And Peter thought, Rob, probably you're wrong.
别人都会离开你, 我彼得,
other people will leave you, but I'm willing to even die for you. How can I forsake you? He did not truly know himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 做门徒, 如果你真有一点这个经验, 你要感谢主, 你是主的门徒。
If you have this kind of experience, you need to thank the Lord because you are truly his disciple.
主看得到你,
he sees you worthy. You have become his disciple.
弟兄姊妹们, 主太爱我们了。
He loves us too much.
他要我们把从属地的价值判断变成属天的眼光。
He wants us to change from this earthly judgment and value to that of heavenly.
把从暂时事物的执着变成对永世的爱慕。
from our love for these temporary things in loving things that are eternal.
什么叫做基督徒呢？
What is a Christian?
基督徒就相信今天物质的宇宙都是一个谎言。
We know that as Christians, all of the material things in the world today is just a lie.
你认为你现在有的东西，眼睛一闭都是别人的。
The things that you think belong to you, once you close your eyes, it belongs to somebody else.
但是别人看不见在我里面的，那是永远的。
But the thing that people cannot see, that's invisible, that is eternal.
但是看得见的世界，这个是一个影子而已。真正看不见的，那个是真实的。
The visible world is just but a shadow, and the things that are invisible is forever.
这就是摩西能够轻看法老王宫里面的荣耀。
That's why Moses was able to despise the glory of Pharaoh.
他对那看不见的，在他面前是真实的，仿佛是真实的一样。
Even though the thing that is invisible to him it is true.
弟兄姊妹们，门徒们主要在这个功课上教他们。
This is what the Lord needs to teach the disciples.
我见到有一些弟兄姊妹在这个点上有很实际的学习。
I've seen some brothers and sisters having very good learning over this.
他们本来在公司里面一步步高升。
They have been promoted in the company.
别人都觉得哇，真是好，大家都你知道一个人一开始升了。大家都他朋友就多起来了。
Once a person starts to get promotion, he has a lot more friends.
啊，很多人都送他礼物了。
People gave him gifts.
但是有一天忽然之间他不干了。
And one day he quit.
没有什么原因。
For no other reason.
只有一个原因，他看见的更真实。
But then he saw something that's more substantial.
里面有一个更荣耀、更有价值、更有意义的追求。
Inside of him, there's something that's even more valuable and more reasonable to pursue after.
弟兄姊妹。这个是做门徒。
This is being a disciple.
主给我们在根基上的训练。
The training of our foundation.
你知道彼得他在殉道以前。
Before Peter was martyred.
他本来是在罗马。
He was in Rome.
那时候尼禄皇帝要追捕所有基督徒，特别是那些属灵的领袖，教会的领袖。
King Nero at that time wanted to pursue after all those who were Christians.
彼得得着了风声，他就先离开了罗马。
Peter heard of it and he immediately left Rome.
他已经到了安全地带了。
He went to a safe place.
忽然之间，他又回去了。
Then suddenly he turned back.
回去就被抓了。
And then he was captured.
他宁愿被钉十字架。
He'd rather be crucified.
而且他说，我不配像我主那样死，你们把我倒过来钉。
He said, I'm not worthy to die the same way as my Lord.
他是不是傻瓜呢?
You can hang me upside down.
他是不是疯了呢?
Was he foolish?
不是的。
No.
他看过那个荣耀。
He saw that glory.
他不能违背那个荣耀。
And he could not deny that.
彼得主在他身上打了非常非常好的根基。
The Lord did a very good work of foundation in him.
你知道有一天这个物质的宇宙不再有它的功用的时候，就像衣服一样卷起来丢在火里烧了。
One day this material world will be rolled away like a scroll and be burned away.
你有没有活在这个实际里面呢?
Are you living in this reality?
还是我们天天为着一点点的小事情斤斤计较呢?
Or are you very nitpicky over little things nowadays?
弟兄姊妹们，这是主在门徒身上要做的工作。
This is the work the Lord is doing in the disciples.
实不实际呢?
Is that real?
非常非常实际。
Very practical.
弟兄姊妹，在你我身上，我们都要脱开这些事情。
You and I one day will have to do away with it.
我们才能亲身自由地享受在基督里的丰富。
Then in a very carefree way, we can enjoy His abundance.
我们要从肉身的转向属灵的。
From the fleshly to the spiritual.
所以在第六章里面讲到，不要为吃什么、穿什么忧虑。
That's why chapter 6 says, "Don't worry about what you eat and what you wear."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们东方人呢，一聚在一起。讲几句话就开始讲到吃什么了。
For us Asians, once we sit together, we talk about what to eat.
今天晚上我们吃晚饭和弟兄姊妹互相交换做菜心得。
So tonight's dinner, after we finish eating, we were exchanging recipes.
这不是不能做的哈。
It's not something we cannot do.
但是这不是我们的目标。
But this is not the focus of our lives.
弟兄姊妹们，门徒们在这些点上面，主在他们身上很细心的调教。
So in a very detailed way, the Lord is training and disciplining His disciples.
如果你能得着这么好的师父，你应该很高兴啊。
We should be very happy to have such a wonderful master.
我认识几位弟兄啊，他们到美国来读书，他们指导教授是诺贝尔奖得主。
I know several brothers, their advisor were the Nobel recipients.
所以他们是非常有福气的。
So they were very blessed.
他们读完书啊，做事情就比别人快好多步啊。
So after they finished their degree, they were very fast in the progress.
今天每一个神的儿女，你得着谁做你的主人，做你的师父呢？
And today, who is our master?
宇宙万有的主。
The Lord of the whole universe.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
我的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
你好不好呢？
Isn't that great?
但是很多人放弃这个特权。
But a lot of us let go of this privilege.
很多人根本不在乎。
And we really don't care too much about it. Why?
因为心眼瞎了，没有看见过他的。
Because the eyes of our heart has been blinded. We cannot see.
因为教会把基督代表错了。
Because the church has misrepresented Christ.
所以我们的下一代通通都去爱世界。
So our next generation go to love the world.
弟兄姊妹们，主巴不得把我们带回来。
Our Lord wants so much to bring us back.
我们需要有属天的、勇士的、属灵的眼光。
We need to have a heavenly, spiritual, eternal sense of value.
所以使徒们等到主耶稣复活升天，圣灵降下来以后。
So when the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit to come after he was risen.
他们可以在教会遇见仇敌的诡计、冲击的时候，他们能够做正确的判断。
When they faced the schemes of the enemy in the church, they were able to do their very accurate judgment.
你读使徒行传，你就看见这件事。
You see this in the book of Acts.
我们在读使徒们的书信。你看见他们对于各种的问题有清楚、明亮、确定的回答。
So the letters of the apostles, you can see some very clear and bright responses from the apostles.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们做过主的门徒。
Because they once were the disciples of Christ.
而且他们一直在做主的门徒。
And they continued to be.
直到他们见主的面，他们还是做门徒的。
Until they went to see the Lord, they were still his disciples.
不是有一天呢，我毕业了。我就做师父了，没有。
It's not that one day they become a master themselves.
我们今天，早上讲到彼得可以被主修正。
This morning we said that Peter himself was willing to be chastised and disciplined by the Lord.
我们在书信里面我们就看见。
We see this in the letters.
彼得也可以被年轻的保罗当面修正指责。
Peter himself was also directly by Paul.
彼得一点都没有生气。
But Peter was not angry.
到他临终以前，因为保罗已经寻到了。他还特别提到我们亲爱的弟兄保罗，他的东西比较难懂，但是非常重要，你们要好好的读。
So when Peter was old, by that time Paul was already martyred. He still said in his letters that the words of our elderly brother Paul is very important.
你看见彼得没有失去那个做 disciple 的心。
So Peter never lost the heart of discipleship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们。不管蒙恩年日多久，我们都是主的门徒。
So no matter how long we have been saved, we will forever be His disciples.
无论你我承担多重的、多重要的属灵责任
，No matter how heavy of a spiritual responsibility you and I are bearing,
永远带着一个徒弟的心活在主面前。
Forever we are His apprentice before Him.
弟兄姊妹们，有了这样的学习，主才带我们进入一点实际的侍奉。
With this kind of a learning, we'll be led into some true service.
所以到第七章里面讲到，在实际侍奉就是我们服侍弟兄。
In chapter 7, we see that in the true service, we have to serve our brother.
这个弟兄眼睛里面有刺，好不舒服。
This is speck in a brother's eyes. It isn't comfortable.
我要为弟兄拔刺。
I need to take it out.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常柔细、非常精密的工作。
This is a work which is very, very fine.
需要非常的 tender,
and we need to be very tender,
免得伤害到弟兄。
Otherwise, we will hurt our brother.
我在这个点上失败很多次。
I fail in this a lot.
我学习服侍啊，我是很爱护我们一起配搭的弟兄姊妹。
I really love the brothers and sisters that we serve together.
但是有时候跟请了年长弟兄一起配搭，年长弟兄事后就告诉我，这个弟兄你要留意，他在某一件事情上认识不准确。
And so after we served together with an elderly brother, he told me to be careful with his other younger brother because his understanding may have some lacking.
我一听呢，那我就找个机会去跟他讲，弟兄啊，某某事情啊，不是这样的，是应该是那样的。
And then when I found the opportunity, I would look up this younger brother and I said, brother, actually this way is such and such.
结果那个弟兄受伤了。
And so this brother got hurt.
那我的苦难就开始。
My suffering started.
怎么样 怎么样去道歉解释都没有用。
I go to apologize and explain, nothing worked.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要帮助人、修正人是非常不容易的。
It is very difficult to help or even to correct another person.
我记得有一位弟兄他讲，在会幕跟圣殿那个金灯台底下有一个金盘子。
In the tabernacle, the tent of the meeting, there is a lever underneath the golden lampstand.
啊，这个金盘子里面呢，放了一把金剪刀。
And this golden plate has a golden pair of scissors.
这个金剪刀就是来修那个灯蕊的。
And so this golden pair of scissors is to prune that lamp.
好，这是非常细致。那个金说出你必须要像神一样的性情，你才能够去修别人。
The gold, meaning you need to have the nature of the Lord in order to prune the lamp.
我们常常很快就说出来，我讲的都是实话。
So many times it's so quick in our words because what we say is true.
都是出于爱心的。
It's all out of love.
但是呢，却伤人的。
And yet we hurt another person.
我遇见一位年长的同工。
I know of an elderly brother.
有人我们在祷告交通，就是同工们的祷告交通。
Among the co-workers when we prayed.
有人就提出来聚会啊，弟兄姊妹很多的光景实在不对。
So somebody mentioned that there's a lot of problems in our spiritual conditions among the saints.
大家都为这个很难过。
We all felt bad.
那我们都跪下来就为这件事情祷告，主啊，你把那个光景修正过来。
So we knelt down and said, Lord, please turn around this situation.
结果那个弟兄不是这样祷告。
And yet this elderly brother did not pray in this way.
他说，主啊，赦免我。
He said, Lord, forgive me.
弟兄姊妹说话狂傲，因为我的话语可能狂傲。
He said the brothers and sisters are very boastful, maybe because my language has been boastful.
弟兄姊妹说话太直接，可能我太直接。
Brothers and sisters are too direct, maybe I am too direct.
他那是真心的，不是表演的。
He wasn't
true. 很难过的在主面
前哭。Very sadly, he said this before in
prayer. 那次给我印象非常非常深刻。
I felt really bad that day.
过了一段日子以后
，After a period of time,
发现在教会里面弟兄姊妹开始真的有一点谦和了。
We realized that this.More gentleness and consideration among the saints.
不再是像以前那个样子。
That they're not like the way they used to be.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主对门徒们的训练。
This is the training of the disciples by Christ.
还有我们属灵的交通。
Even our spiritual fellowship.
主告诉我们说，属灵的交通要看对象。
The Lord says you have to see who you're sharing with.
你有很好的珍珠。
You have very good pearls.
珍珠告诉我们说是生命里面的学十架管制、圣灵管制功课所得来的。
The pearl is the what you have gained after you learn the lessons of the cross.
啊，珍珠是那个 pearl oyster 的 tears.
These are the tears of the pearl oysters.
哈，是他受了苦，里面被刺激受伤了，他的眼泪变成了一个珍珠。
Because the pearl has gone through the hurtful, damaged time, and because of that, the tears came. That's why you have the pearl.
那是在爱心中包容产生出来的属灵经历。
This is a spiritual experience you have after you learn to forbear each other in love.
但你看到一个猪啊，你也去交通，结果他把那个珍珠就踩的又脏又烂。
And yet a pig will stamp on it because he doesn't understand the spirit sharing.
主也说不要把圣物丢给狗。
And the Lord says do not throw the holy food to the dogs.
所以门徒们要学会分辨人灵里面的光景。
So that disciples need to discern the spiritual condition of God's people.
好，我碰过有个年轻弟，我年轻的时候一个同伴。
When I was young, there was this companion I had.
那时候我，他心里是非常火热，为着主的见证。
He was very zealous.
那时候还没讲这个神永远的旨意啊。
He was very zealous over God's testimony.
啊，他是讲主的耶稣的见证。
He was talking about the testimony of Christ.
他去参加各个教会，每次去。只要他有机会说话，他说你们都不对。
Every time he went to the different gathering, as long as he has an opportunity to share, he would say, "You guys are wrong."
结果各教会的弟兄姊妹都怕他去。
So all the gatherings were afraid that he would show up.
弟兄姊妹，这不是交通。
That is not fellowship.
我还认识一个弟兄。
I know of another brother.
他很喜欢唱歌。
He loves to sing.
所以以前我跟他一起开车，他都放歌剧给我听。
So when we would drive together in a car, he would share these songs.
因为有一个说法说，只要你能听别人唱出什么声音，你就能唱出什么声音。
There's a saying that if you hear how other people can sing, you can learn from that.
Then you can sing together.
You can sing like him.
The same. 所以他常常放给我听，希望我也能唱。
So,
可惜我没有能听的耳。
He wanted to turn up for me to hear, and I still cannot hear, and I cannot learn.
那么他就认识一位弟兄。
He knew this other brother.
跟他其实是声乐课的同门师兄弟。
And they were classmates in the music class.
就变成很好的朋友。
They became very good friends.
有一次他们两个一起开车去另外一个城服侍。
One time together, they drove to serve in another city.
前一半路上他们两个就交通了，谈到这个唱歌的练习。
The first half of the journey, they were talking about the learnings in music, and it was a very good time.
但这位弟兄啊，他想我们光谈这个不行，我应该跟他有一点属灵的交通。
And so the brother thought to himself, well, I should not just be talking about music. We should have some spiritual fellowship.
这位弟兄啊，他是一个很学生命功课，并且对于住在主里面这个住啊，他是很有心得的一个弟兄。
And this brother really emphasized in the spiritual lesson, especially over the lesson of abiding in Christ.
所以他呢找个机会切入话题哈，换个话题，他就说这个住在主里怎样。
And then he used an opportunity to start talking about abiding in the Lord, and he was the driver.
他在开车，那个弟兄在旁边。
And this other brother said,
他也没有看旁边，结果忽然听到旁边大呼的声音了。
And so as he was talking, all of a sudden he heard this brother snoring.
后来他讲给我听，他说：“你看，我是不是真是不认识对象？”
He said, "I really didn't know who I was talking to."
弟兄姊妹，你知道今天属灵的交通根据于生命。
Our spiritual fellowship is based on life.
但是这个生命呢，你要能够测得出别人生命的深度。
And you should be able to understand and feel out how that other person is spiritually.
对一个生命比我深的人，我在他面前我要学习。
Those that have more learning than me, I need to learn from that person.
对一个生命幼小的人，我要说他听得懂的话。
For those that are younger than me spiritually, I need to speak words that he can understand.
不是，都是一样的。
It's not the same.
这是主告诉我们做门徒侍奉最基本的点。
And so these are some basic points for disciples to learn to serve.
如果我们学到了一点，就天天出去卖，弟兄姊妹，这个不太合适。
If you learn something and you go out and you broadcast it, that's not the way.
好，我们再讲一点，主讲到我们祷告生活。
And in our prayer life.
好，我们要祈求。
Well, we need to.
我们要寻找。
We need to find.
我们要叩门。
We need to knock.
对于属灵的事情是可求不可遇的。
For spiritual things, we can seek for it, and yet we may not need to expect it.
我们常常认为呢，很多事情啊是机遇。
A lot of times we think that we have things by chance.
不是的。
No.
在属灵的事情上不是这样。
Especially not over spiritual things.
主喜欢我们去求。
The Lord wants us to ask.
我常常有一个难处，就是我不知道我要求什么。
My problem is sometimes I don't know what to ask.
所以我常常第一个祷告就是主啊，我该怎么祷告？
So my first prayer is Lord, how should I pray?
有时候碰到一件事情，我问主说主，我该怎么祷告？
When things happen, I say Lord, how should I pray?
有时候主就磨我好多好几个月啊。
Sometimes for several months.
到最后摸到一个感觉，我就照着那个感觉祷告。
Afterward, I have this one feeling, then I pray according to that feeling.
你为照着那个感觉祷告，事情就改变。
Amazingly, when you pray according to that feeling, things will change.
弟兄姊妹，这都是做门徒的学习。
These are learnings of a disciple.
这也应该就是教会的生活。
This is also church life.
教会祷告的生活。
The prayer life of the church.
请原谅我做，今天我听见弟兄的见证。
Forgive me today, I heard a testimony of a brother.
我们弟兄的姊妹被主接回去。
Our brother's wife was taken to the Lord.
你不知道多痛苦。
He said, you don't know how painful it was.
弟兄姊妹天天求主医治他，所以他就一直在受苦。
And everybody prayed every day that the Lord will heal, and so our sister was suffering every day.
后来他提出来。
And so finally he mentioned.
那一个礼拜，弟兄姊妹改变祷告方式。
And that week, the brothers and sisters changed their manner of praying.
主啊，若是你的旨意是要他回家。
Lord, if it's your will to take her home.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
他姊妹第二个礼拜安安息息。
The next week, the sister went to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，祷告要学的。
We need to learn how to pray.
这个学是生命的感觉。
And this learning is a sense of life.
所以有的人的祷告，一祷告就把神的作为带下来。
Some people, once they pray, they bring down the work of God.
一祷告就把主的同在带来。
And they bring down the presence of God.
有的人祷告，叫别人很难受。
And sometimes we pray and other people suffer.
为什么?
Why?
因为有的人真的做门徒。
Because there are those who are true disciples.
他不是活在人情的境界里面。
They do not live before men.
我今天预备的时候，主提醒我，有两个弟兄。
As I was preparing, I was reminded of two brothers.
一个是戴德森弟兄。
When was Hudson Taylor?
他是一个会祷告的。
He was a man of prayer.
他那时候很年轻，在中国就有他主就托给他一份工作，叫做 Inland Mission。
He went to
内地会。
When he was very young, the Lord gave him China Inland Mission.
他在中国服侍了相当长一段时间，有一次他就回英国，绕到美国回中国去。
For a long period of time after he served in China, he went.Through America and then back to England.
他经过美国美中，好像在芝加哥附近，有一个很大型的基督徒的退休会。
He attended a very large Christian conference when he was in Chicago on his way back to England.
他没有被邀请，但是他去参加。有人听说来了一个在中国的宣教士，啊，来参加这个聚会。
He attended the conference even though he was not the speaker, but somebody heard that this missionary from China is among them.
那些服侍弟兄姊妹是很有属灵声量的人。
Those who serve were very spiritual people.
他们说我们来不及请他做讲员。
They were not able to ask him to be the speaker.
最后结束的时候请他上台祷告。
And at the conclusion of the conference, they invited Brother Taylor to come to
pray. 就一上台一个个子小小，对不起，一上台一个个子小小的年轻人。
And as he came to the podium, he was a short little person. And some people despised him.
但是当他上去，他一低头开始祷告。
But once he got up and he knelt his head to pray,
主的同在像瀑布一样从天上浇下。
The presence of God came down like a waterfall.
全场的人没有一个人不俯伏下来。
Everyone submitted before the Lord.
因为他懂得求什么。
Because he knew what to ask for.
戴德森从蒙恩得救的那一天开始就学祷告的功课。
Hudson Taylor learned the lesson of prayer from the day he was saved.
弟兄姊妹，这是做门徒。
This is to be a disciple.
我们不要轻忽这件小事情。
We cannot look lightly on this.
不要认为我会祷告。
Don't think that as if we know how to pray.
我们要参加教会的祷告聚会。
We need to participate in church prayer meetings.
所有会祷告的人都是从身体的祷告学起。
Those who learn how to pray well must start from learning to pray in the body.
我们和弟兄姊妹彼此代求。
We need to pray together with brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姊妹一同到父的跟前，到宝座，到施恩宝座的跟前。
We need to come together as a gathering before the throne of God.
然后才讲到我们对人的原则。
And then talks about how we have to deal with each other.
就说你要人怎样对你，你就怎样对别人。
You need to deal with others how they want to deal with you.
你要别人批评你，你就多批评他。
If you want to complain about others, have that person complain about you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是要弟兄姊妹能够接纳我，我要先接纳弟兄姊妹。
If you want that person to accept you, you need to accept that person.
很多时候我们在聚会里面，我们觉得我经验比你多，所以你要听我的话。
Many times in the gathering, I feel that I have more experience than you are, than you do, then you need to listen to me.
不，真正的教会生活常常是年长的竖起腰来，以谦卑束腰，接受年轻人的意见，结果聚会增长了。
And in a gathering, when it is normal, those who are more elderly, we have to gird up our loins to listen to the younger ones, and then we grow.
我自己看过太多这样美好的榜样。
I see so many beautiful examples.
我常常被提醒。
I've been reminded.
不要认为只有自己的意见是最属灵最好的。
Don't think that your opinion is the best and most spiritual. Do not insist on yourself.
你放下你自己，反而带下神的祝福。
If you put down yourself, then you may bring in God's blessing.
坚持自己的意见，叫弟兄姊妹分裂。
If you insist on your opinion, you will split up the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，主告诉我们说。你要别人怎样待你，你就先怎样待他。
You how you want other people to treat you, you need to do the same.
在这一方面，我知道好多弟兄姊妹有非常实际、非常真实、美好的见证。
We know there's a lot of beautiful examples among saints.
好，我不顾时间，我多讲一点故事给大家听。
Can I share more stories?
啊，这一次我参加 WCC 最后一天早上的分组交通。
The fellowship meeting in the last day of WCCC this year.
有一位姊妹做了一个见证。
One sister had a testimony.
她说我不是想要移民到美国来的。
She said, I didn't want to immigrate over here to stay.
我是被我的公司派到美国来，在西雅图的分公司去跟已经有的经理并排坐。
She says, I was sent here by my company to work together with the sister company here.
A branch office here.
And I need to work side by side with the CEO.
The manager. General manager in that branch office. 你知道这个是一个很痛苦的 assignment.
It's a very painful assignment.
你有社会经验你就知道。
You know how it is.
那个人绝对不接受。 本来我一个人讲话就够了，现在还有另外一个人来跟我开会。
The general manager is used to being in charge, and now another person here to be working with this person side by side.
所以她到了那里非常痛苦。
So she really suffered.
无论她怎么谦卑，怎么样听她的话，想要得着她的信任，那个人理都不理，对她非常傲慢。
No matter how humble she tries to be and say the right thing, but she still had a hard time.
这样磨了一年多，一点都没有改善。
More than a year, nothing got changed.
然后公司大老板说我们要从远东迁一个厂到华盛顿州。
And so the head guy says, now we want to have another company in Washington State.
No, the whole factory, manufacturing factory, move from Taiwan
to Washington State,
叫他们两个人负责。
And so these two persons will be in charge.
所以这个同事就抱着手，什么事都由他做。
And so therefore this other colleague will just allow her to do everything.
而且很多事情给他难处扯后腿。
And really pull her leg in over many issues.
但是他说感谢主，一年多以后，迁厂顺利完成。
So she said, thank the Lord, after 1 year, this moving of the branch office.
完成以后，他的大老板就要表扬，就到西雅图的这个 branch office 来 give award.
And so at the end of this project, the head guy came and gave an award to the office.
那他没有给 award 之前呢，先讲这个要接受的这个人他所有的贡献。
And before they presented the award, he needed to talk about all of this person's contribution.
他说我们碰见什么什么难处，这个人怎么解决？ 碰见什么事情，这个人主动的去参与。
And the guy said, oh, we had this problem, and the manager solved the problem, and such and such.
我们姊妹坐在底下听了，这不是都是我吗？ 说不定就是我就要得奖了。
So the sister said then, she thought, well, all of this happened because I helped, and maybe this is going
to
be for me because she did it.
但是等到最后说, the name is, 是另外那个人。
And then finally she realized that this other general manager got all the credit.
要是你是他的话，你会怎样？
If you were her, how would you feel?
我想如果我是他，我不知道，我可能就站起来就出去了。
I thought maybe if that was me, I'll stand up and walk out.
气得要命，所有事都是我做的，结果他得 credit.
She did all of the work, and yet the general manager got the credit.
不平啊。She
felt so imbalanced.
整个人就非常的 low.
So she felt very low.
所以那一天完了以后，他开车回家，也没心情吃饭。
She drove home and she didn't want to eat.
非常的难过。
Very sad.
这时候他到主面前。
Then she came before the Lord.
他是一个做主门徒的人。
She was a disciple of the Lord.
他学习， 所以他就到主面前， 他就跟主说主不公平。
So she said, Lord, this is not fair.
结果主怎么回答？
How did the Lord respond?
主说这事是出于我。
This is because it's out of me.
他说主啊， 如果是出于你， 那我就要喜乐。
She says, Lord, if this is out of you, I need to be joyful.
他就站起来，
She stood up, washed her face, and then she cooked dinner. So the Lord just filled her with a spirit of joy. She had a very good night. The next morning, she went to work.
上班经过花店, 主在里面跟她讲说, 你停下来去买一盆漂亮的花。
And so she drove by the florist. The Lord moved her to stop to buy some flowers.
买一个好的卡片。
By a very nice card.
到了公司，请每一个同事签名，恭贺他这个同事。
And ask all of the colleagues to sign their name to congratulate this general manager.
就是他拿给第一个人，第一个人不肯签。
She said,
他有什么资格还要我们道贺？ 他什么事都不做。
And so the first person refused to sign and says, what right do I don't want to sign this.
第二个人也不肯签。
This person, Lord, didn't do any work. Nobody wanted to sign.
他就一个一个跟他们说。
Each person she would explain to them.
她说我们同事得奖就是我们整个办公室的荣耀。
And so she says when our co-worker, colleague got this reward, it's a glory for everyone.
为她庆贺也是庆贺我们自己。
We are congratulating him and we're also doing a 12 song.
同事们一听啊觉得蛮有道理的就开始写。
And then when the colleagues heard this, they thought this was reasonable and started to sign. Finally, she also wrote some congratulation words.
花和那个卡片放在她同事的桌上。
Giving the flowers and the card to the manager.
她同事当然昨天被表扬得了奖金了，高兴的。第二天上班的比较晚一点。最后到办公室。
The colleague came in a little late because he was being praised.
她一看见那个花，高兴的不得了。又看见那卡片，就到处问是谁的主意，谁的主意。
So he saw this flower in the card, and he was looking around. So whose idea was this?
没有一个人说话。
Nobody said anything.
忽然他自己明白了。
Suddenly, this general manager understood.
他跑到这个姊妹办公室。
So this general manager went to the sister's office.
他说：“谢谢你跟我 share 我的 joy。”
He said, "Thank you for sharing my joy."
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
这一个同事。什么事都跟他讲。
This general manager will tell her everything.
他说直到他退休。
Until the time she retired.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做做门徒。
This is to be a disciple.
不仅在社会上是这样。
Not only in the society.
在家庭里也是这样。
The same thing for
the family. 在教会中更应该这样。
And even more so in the church family.
这是最基本的根基的功课。
This is the lesson of the most basic foundation.
如果你我这些根基的没有学过。
If we have not learned over these,
我们就在上面盖了很大的房子。我们又讲道，又被别人邀请。
If we just go and haven't learned this, and yet we go out to be invited to speak.
弟兄姊妹们，有一天垮下来是很惨的。
One day, great will be the fall.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
主不断的给我们这样的环境。
So He continually orchestrates environments like this.
在这些点上学。
So that we can learn.
然后主才讲到，你们要进窄门，要寻找那条小路走上去。
Then the Lord says you have to enter the narrow gate and find the narrow way.
弟兄姊妹们，我简单的讲，这个窄门就是主自己。
Simply speaking, the narrow gate is the Lord Himself.
这个小路也是主自己。
This narrow way is also the Lord.
这是信心的窄门，这个是十字架的窄门。
This is faith and the cross of the narrow gate.
这是信心的窄小路，十字架的小路。
It's the faith and the cross of the way.
这是生命的路。
This is the way of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，很多人是进了窄门。
A lot of us entered the narrow gate because they got saved.
但是主说，找到那条小路的人不多。
And yet the Lord says, a few are those who find the narrow way.
弟兄姊妹，这个给我们一个很深的提醒。
It's a very deep reminder.
我们要问自己说，我是不是走上了小路？
We need to ask ourselves, have we been able to find this narrow way?
还是今天我走的路是很宽的？
Or am I walking on a very broad way?
好，弟兄姊妹们，你知道教会应该是走小路的教会。
We know the church should be walking on this narrow way.
所以我年轻的时候听年长弟兄们讲。我们神的儿女们呢，我们心胸应该是大的。
When we were young, we heard the elderly brothers say, "Our heart should be big."
主的心胸能够容得下多少弟兄姊妹，我就应该容下这么多。
However large the heart of God can embrace the brothers and sisters, such should be mine.
但是我脚走的路要走得窄。
But the path that I walk on should be a narrow path.
凡是违背真理的，我不敢碰。
Anything that is against the truth, I dare not touch.
出于仁义的，我不敢拿。
If it's man-made, I should not touch.
弟兄姊妹，这个是门徒们需要学的。
These are what the disciples should learn.
门徒们需要先知道。
The disciples need to know it first.
很多时候我们是不知道。
Sometimes we are ignorant.
我们中国人有一句话说，不知者不罪。
There's if you don't know about it, then you're not at fault.
你知道，在英国有一位很认识主的仆人。
There's an English brother who really knows the Lord.
T. Austin Sparks.
T. Austin Sparks.
他年轻的时候是怎么得救的呢？
Do you know how he was saved when he was young?
他是有一天在苏格兰礼拜六啊，啊，他们下午不上学。
One time he was in Scotland and there was no school in the afternoon.
他家在伦敦，但他爸爸把他送回他们老家苏格兰去读书受教育。
His home was in London and yet he was sent to Scotland to be educated.
他那天下午就到街上溜达。
So that day he was wandering down the street.
啊，在路口啊，看见有一堆人呢，有人在吹喇叭，有人在唱歌，他就好奇走进去看。
And the sidewalk, somebody was blowing a trumpet and somebody was singing. So out of curiosity, he went over. They were sharing the gospel on the street.
那天圣灵感动他，他就很认真地听。
That day, the Holy Spirit really moved him, and so he listened.
他听了，完全接受。
After he heard this, he accepted.
他一接受，他就站进去跟他们一起，他也不会讲，但他就站在那里做见证。
So after he accepted, he stood there by these people and he started to share his testimony.
他对主就有一个火热的心。
He was very fervent for the Lord.
他想好好的侍奉主。
He wanted to serve the Lord.
啊，所以等到他啊，后来读完书回伦敦去。
After he finished his studies, he went back to London.
那时候碰见不知道是哪一位宣教士啊，这个好像是100岁的生日。
So one of the missionaries was having the 100-year birthday.
好像是这个这个 Livingstone 啊，在欧洲服侍的这个 Livingstone 啊。他就是要扩大办一个伦敦各教会联合的庆祝会。
And they wanted to have this huge combined celebration for his birthday. Probably is brother David Livingstone.
这是他自己后来讲的。
He talked about this afterwards.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个事情啊，实际上是一个宗教活动。
We know that this actually was a religious activity.
但是他不知道。
He didn't realize it.
他不知道什么叫做小路。
He didn't know what it means to follow the narrow way.
他认为越多人越好。
He thought the more better, the more people, the better. 而且
跟所有人拉手都好。
It's okay to shake hands with everyone.
但是主知道他的心。
But then the Lord knew his heart.
后来主借着宾路易师母帮助他。
Afterward, the Lord helped him through Sister Jessica Lewis.
他通过十字架，他得着了启示。
Through the cross, he received the revelation.
在他身上的改变真是大。
So his change was tremendous.
大到一个地步，后来在西方英语世界。人称他叫做白狼。
And he was so popular to the point that the people in the English calls him the white lonely wolf.
啊，为什么呢？因为他跟别人都不合作。
Because he will not co-work together with others.
他不是不合作。
It's not that
he was unprofitable.
But because he understood the truth.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他以前他说他做牧师的时候他还穿袍子了。
Before when he was a pastor, he would wear this gown.
而且他还抽烟呢。
And he also smoked.
而且他每个礼拜。他的读经聚会啊，全伦敦的人都排队来听了。
And a lot of people from London would come out to.
他非常有恩赐。
So because he was very gifted.
因为他跟过 Campbell Morgan 呢，学习读圣经跟了10年。
Because he was a student of Campbell Morgan for 10 years.
所以他讲一个东西啊，背后的真是扎实。
Because everything that he expounded was so solid.
但是这些东西在他身上一样一样都脱掉。
One after another, all these things dropped away from him.
这叫做走小路。
This is what it means by walking the narrow way.
后来他讲到这生命的道路。
Later on, he expounded on the way of life.
他讲生命的征战。
The conflict of life.
带给我们多大的祝福和帮助。
Brings to us tremendous help.
弟兄姊妹们，像刚才我们会前有弟兄祷告，我们生活在一个空前混乱的时代。
Just like before the meeting started, one brother prayed that we're living in a very chaotic world.
不仅这个世界现在混乱。
Not only our this world is chaotic.
今天教会是极其的复杂
and the church today is also very complicated,
极其的混乱
and it's under a lot of confusion,
各说各的话
every person saying their own thing,
我们做门徒我们要认识要找那条小路
we disciples need to come to know and to find this narrow way
这条小路引到永生所以叫做永生的道路
that this narrow way leads to life that's why it's called the eternal life
叫做永远生命的道路
The life of eternal life.
在每一个点上持守，我们才会有生命。
If you hold fast,
生命才会丰富。
If you hold fast on every point, then your life will be abundant.
然后主讲到要分辨。
And then the Lord says we need to discern.
我们可能呢，不像有些老练的弟兄姊妹。
We may not be like those who are very mature.
我们看到现象就是现象，不知道它是原因。
You see the phenomenon, but you don't know the reason behind it. We don't know how to judge.
主说没有关系。
The Lord says it's okay.
你要谨慎。
You need to be aware.
要急躁。
You do not need to be anxious.
要保持灵里面的冷静。
You need to keep your coolness in your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天年轻人称赞一个人说cool。
Young people praise another person.
我们知道基督徒啊，如果人神说你很酷啊，那是一个极好的称赞。
It's a wonderful praise if God says you are cool.
啊，主喜欢我们灵里面冷静。
Our Lord delights us to have a coolness of spirit.
不要一点点小事，一下就像杯子很浅。水就溢出来了，那不是好东西，好现象。
It's not good to live a very shallow life.
你知道， 这个冷静啊，就是要让时间来考验。
Being cool means you need to allow time to be the best test.
所以圣经讲到时间是神最好的仆人。
That's why the scripture says time is the best servant.
神永远的旨意要等时间进了他的功用就成全了。
God's eternal purpose must wait for time to fulfill its function, then His will come to pass.
这是在以弗所书第一章第十节里面的话。
We see this in Ephesians 1:10.
直到时间尽了他管家的责任，基督啊就要使万有在他里面同归于一。
Until the fullness of time, all will be summarized as one in Christ.
今天我们看见很多事情啊，我们真的看不懂。
So many things today we cannot understand.
我们以为是这样，结果是那样。
We assume it is this, and yet as a result, it is another.
有一次，有位年长弟兄，他告诉我一件事情。
One time, an elderly brother told me.
他说，还是那个另外一位更年长的弟兄，他判断准确。
He says this other more elderly brother, his judgment is more accurate.
在是下令特会的里面。
In this special conference.
忽然有一个姊妹呢，被鬼附了。
One sister was possessed by demons.
闹得好厉害啊。
It was really chaotic.
所以他们承办的那个聚会弟兄姊妹紧张得不得了，不要影响大家聚会啊。
And those who were taking care of the conference was very anxious. They said, let's not have this affect the meeting.
所以就把我们的弟兄找去。
So he asked our brother to go.
弟兄看到被鬼附了，我们就祷告赶鬼啊。
And so because they saw this sister who was possessed by demons, they wanted to chase up the demon.
就赶了一阵子，也好像也没什么事了。
So after a period of time, it seemed as if it's calmed down.
啊，但是他不知道等一下会怎么样。
He didn't know what would happen afterward.
所以他趁着休息时间，他去请教一位更年长的弟兄。
During the rest time, he went to ask for another elderly brother.
详细讲给那位年长弟兄。
He described in detail to this elderly brother.
年长弟兄很安静，侧着耳朵听。
And so our brother listened quietly.
听完以后，他说假的。
And then afterward he says, it's fake.
他说假的。
It's fake.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会仇敌用各种的谎言欺骗神的儿女。
Nowadays, the enemy uses all kinds of lies to deceive God's children.
想要赢得你我的同情和爱心，浪费神的资源。
To gain your sympathy and your love,
甚至破坏神的家。
And to really even destroy the house of God.
所以后来这位弟兄啊，他还不太服气，不太有把握，所以他找到那个姊妹来。
So therefore, our brother heard this, and then he wasn't sure himself. He looked up the sister and he said,
他说你要说诚实话。
And so he told his sister, you need to be honest.
到底这是鬼附还是什么？
Is this out of the demon or something else?
这姊妹说我心情不好，希望大家来关心我。
And she said, oh well, I'm just in a bad mood. I want people to pay attention to me.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道若是我们没有经过门徒训练，你就分辨不出来。
If you have not gone through the training of discipleship, you will not be able to discern.
这个被鬼附还容易啊。
It's easy to discern.
假先知很难的。
Possessed by demon, but if it's a false prophet, it's even harder.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们非常要小心，教会要有受过当真是好好做过门徒的弟兄姊妹，我们才能为教会守门呢。
You really need to have brothers and sisters who have been discipled in order to be the watchman for the church.
不然的话，教会里面就一塌糊涂啊。
Otherwise, there's so much confusion within the among the saints.
什么东西都进来了。
All kinds of people can come in.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以根基何等的重要。
So how important is the foundation?
啊，我盼望呢，这一次我能够把我的负担讲清楚一点。
Hopefully, I can really clearly unload my burden.
不是年轻弟兄姊妹。我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都要答应主的呼召。我以前可能答应过主，主啊，我要跟随你，做你的门徒。
So that all the young as well as the old and say, Lord, maybe in the past I have, but once again I want to follow you.
但是今天开始，我要重新更新我在主面前的答应。
But today on, I want to once again renew my response to you.
我过去那一年，我说主，我答应你的呼召，今天我还是一样。主啊，我更新我的奉献。
In my past year,
我要做你的门徒。
I have already answered your calling, but today I want to renew my consecration to you again, so that I want to be a disciple.
你可以在我身上调教我。
Feel free to train me.
修正我，就是叫我自尊心受伤，我也甘愿。
Discipline me to the point that even my self pride may be hurt. It's okay.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意吗？
Are you willing to do that?
主，那一天 轻轻地跟彼得说来跟从我。
Very lightly Jesus says to Peter, come follow me.
彼得就撇下了他的网。
Then Peter cast down his net.
他轻轻地跟雅各和约翰说来跟从我。
And then to James and John, he says, come follow me.
他们就离别了父亲，离别了他的船和他的故宫，他们跟从了主。
So they left the father and the net to follow Jesus.
他们跟从主不是没有失败。
When they followed the Lord, it's not that they did not have failure.
主复活以后，彼得又去打鱼了。
After the Lord Jesus resurrected, Peter went back to fishing.
但是他更新他对主的答应。
But he renewed his response to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿这一次聚会，我们每一个神的儿女，我们都跟主说，主我愿意。
May in this conference, all of us will be able to say to the Lord, Lord, I am willing.
好，我们再讲到主讲的工作。
Now the Lord speaks of the work.
他讲到有一天都要显出来。
Says on that day, all will be revealed.
有些人是凭着己意去做工，主也他也主给他们有恩赐，有赶鬼，有行异能的这个权柄。
They all have the ability to cast out demons and to perform things like perform miracles.
但是主说你们是作恶的人。
And yet the Lord says, you are evil worker.
你们是坏的工人。
You are evil workers.
唯有那遵行天父旨意的。
Only those who follow the Father's will.
弟兄姊妹，所以不要被外面的现象，被一时的冲动感觉，或者我们自己肉身喜好所抓住。
So do not be grabbed by outward phenomena.
这些东西门徒们也失败过。
Over these things, the disciples once failed.
在路加福音里面我记载，门徒们出去赶了鬼回来，高兴得不得了。他说，告诉主说，主啊，连鬼都听我们的话了。
The disciples were very happy when they returned back to Jesus because they cast out the demons.
主浇他们一盆冷水。
And then the Lord Jesus poured cold water on them.
主说不要因为鬼服了你们就高兴。
He says, "Don't rejoice because the demons are loved."
要为你们的名字记在天上。
But be joyful because your name is recorded in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是做门徒们要学习，把注意力放在主自己身上。
That's why we need to put our focus on the Lord Himself.
如果在生命中操练
，If we do exercise this in life,
弟兄姊妹，这叫做跟从主。
That's what it means by following the Lord.
这叫做做门徒。
And being a disciple.
我年轻的时候在一个大学校园里面服侍。
When I was young, I served in a college campus.
我遇见好些退休的年长的宣教士，美国弟兄姊妹。
I met quite a few elderly retired missionaries.
他们把他们的门徒训练课程也给我看。
They gave me the lessons of training disciples.
要求我用这个方法来训练弟兄姊妹。
And asked me to use these methods to train brothers and sisters.
我一直都没有用过。
I never used this.
因为主给我的教导好像不是这样。
I felt the Lord's teaching for me is different.
他们那时候很简单的，做门徒就画一个十字架。
And very simply, they said to be a disciple, just draw this cross.
门徒要上十字架。
The disciples need to go up on the cross.
那么一个手是读经。
One hand hold on to the Bible.
一个手是祷告。
The other is prayer.
那么脚是穿上平安的福音做鞋。
And need to put on the gospel of shoes.
那么这个头呢，就是去聚会。
And
the
head is go to the meeting.
这些是每一个好的门徒必然有的。
Every good disciple must have these things.
但是不是外面的。
But it's not outward.
必须是生命里。
But it's life.
所以早期主在中国兴起了一些爱主的基督徒。
So in early years, the Lord raised up brothers and sisters who love Him in China.
因为那个时候，尼托森弟兄和他的同工们办了一些文字工作。
Because at that time there was some publishing work that Brother Nee had with his co-workers.
叫做《得胜报》。
It's called the Overcomer.
早期叫做《复兴报》。
It was called the
Revival.
Revival.
那么各地的神的儿女们读了都很得供应并且响应。
Brothers and sisters who read this were really helped.
他们就通过通信呢要求说我们到上海来学习学习。
And so from the mailing they asked to see if they can come to Shanghai to learn.
你们给我们一点训练。
Please come and train us.
结果到了那里啊，他们大失所望。
When they got there they were so disappointed.
尼弟兄根本没有开什么培训班来解经。
Brother Nee did not have any classes to expound on the Bible.
我们知道今天很多人到大陆去就开培训班。
A lot of people go to China nowadays to have these classes.
自己在家里读读圣经去解经了，就教别人，你就这么去教。
They read the Bible at home and go out and train others.
不是说不好哈。
It's good, but it's not
the 也有它某一方面的功用,
it has its influence.
但是这不是根基,
but it's not foundation.
你弟兄怎么做呢?
What did brother need to do?
教他们学生活中的七方面。
They learn the seven aspects of life.
你每个礼拜学几次跟随圣灵的管制,
How many times during the week you learn to follow the sense of life?
哪一件事情你清楚知道是主这样带领?
Over what issue were you clear that the Lord was guiding you?
哪一件事情主叫你去认罪, 你有没有认罪?
Over what matter did you go to confess?
有一些人真的就留下来。
Some people remained.
他们就好好的在主面前学习。
And they learned.
经过一段日, 他们再回到各地去。
After a while, they went back to their hometown.
等到后来风浪逼迫苦难来, 他们都没有倒下。
After a while, when the storms and the wind came, they did not fall.
那些用恩赐、用知识、用热心来服侍的, 我后来听国内出来弟兄姊妹讲, 他说参天大树, 连根拔起来。
And those who just used the gift or other things to learn to serve, they were just being pulled up even from the roots.
弟兄姊妹们, 主没有 避讳任何的事不告诉他的教会。
The Lord explained everything to His church.
但是今天人为主发明出来神学院、训练班、各种的特会。
And yet man has deduced and created a lot of different training classes.
认为这样子教会就有希望。
Thinking that when they use this, then they will have hope.
主告诉我们说根基非常重要。
And yet the Lord says foundation is very important.
我很感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
我蒙召的时候, 几乎所有爱主的年长同工都来教导我, 帮助我。
When I was called, almost all of the elderly brothers came to help me.
我对他们, 我到今天, 充满了感激和敬意。
I'm very grateful to them, even to this day.
有几位年长弟兄姊妹, 特别跟我谈根基的事情。
Several brothers came to me and especially told me about foundation.
我必须承认我是一个很迟钝的人。
I have to confess that I'm a very slow person.
到今天我还在打根基。
Today I'm still doing my foundation work.
你知道美国现在纽约这个 Ground Zero 盖起新的楼来。
You know the Ground Zero, the new building is up in New York. How many years did it take?
我知道好像前 6 years, 前3年。
天天看就是一个洞, all you see is a hole the first 3 years.
我把那一篇文章整个读了。
I read the whole article.
最苦就是打根基。
The hardest part is to put down the foundation.
而且打到一个地步, 别人讲说, 你们到底在, 有没有在做事情?
To the point that people wonder, is this still going on?
但是等到一到地面, 往上去就快得很。
And once the word comes to the surface and it goes up, then it's very fast.
弟兄姊妹, 这是主教门徒的。 最重要的事情,
this is the most important thing that the Lord is teaching.
你要走得长吗?
If you want to walk a long way,
你要走得好吗?
And walk well,
我们要注意根基的事情。
You need to pay attention to foundation.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以主告诉我们说, 聪明与无知的区别在于个人的操练。
So therefore, the difference between the foolish and the wise is based on personal practice.
这个个人的操练是操练生命。
And this personal practice is practice in life.
生命的操练就是跟随主。
And this exercise of life is to follow the Lord.
我们会听从里面主生命的感觉。
If you can obey and follow the inner feelings of life.
我们会顺服里面生命的教导。
And obey the teaching of life.
生命的带领。
The guidance of life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就必然经历丰盛的救恩。
Then for sure you will experience this abundant salvation.
主就在我们身上的解决你我身上各种的疑难杂症。
Then God can heal a lot of the illnesses that we have on us.
有的人的难处是粗心。
And some of our problems is that we're too rude or blunt.
有的人的难处是脾气太大。
And some of our other problems may be too impatient or too anxious.
有的人难处啊, 是避重就轻,
or that we don't know which is heavy and which is not.
你看我们的教会生活, 各式各样的情形都出来,
we have all kinds of different illnesses in the gathering.
如果我们真做主的门徒, 出来没有关系,
if you're true disciple, once these problems come, it's okay.
但是经过主一段调教,
but But after being disciplined for a period of time, then these will become normal.
你读四福音书啊，我昨天今天早上讲到，除了卖主的犹大以外，其余十一个使徒都被成全。
I already mentioned this. Aside from Judas that had betrayed the Lord, all of the other disciples were fulfilled. These 11 disciples were difficult guys. Peter himself caused a lot of problems to Jesus. He's always going ahead of Christ.
消极起来之后，他第一个带头去打鱼的。
And when he was very negative, he was the leader to take the, everybody back to fishing.
弟兄姊妹，但是主成全了他们。
And yet the Lord perfected him.
因为主为他们打非常好生命的根基。
Because the Lord built a very good foundation for the
church. 先有了个人生命里面的操练。
First, we have this personal training and exercise in life.
主才开始带我们进入侍奉的学习和操练。
Then the Lord will bring them into the training in the service.
所以一直到了马太福音第九章，主才指出侍奉中的需要。
Now we come to Matthew chapter 9, we see there's the needs of service.
在第八章、第九章里面，主让门徒们经历，无论是在别人身上或个人身上，各种难处得到解决。
In chapter 8 and 9, the disciples were able to see the problems whether it's individual or in a group. God was, the Lord Jesus was able to take care.
为什么要这样呢?
Why?
因为侍奉的遭遇啊，常常是最直接，也最出人意外，最叫人丧气的一些的经历。
Because in our services, the occurrences can be very extraordinary or things that can really disappoint us.
如果没有生活中扎好属灵的根基。
In our daily life, if we do not have a good foundation,
一碰到这个事情就跌倒。
Once you encounter an occurrence, you will fall.
一碰到这个事情，这些事情，我们就成为仇敌手中的工具。
When these occurrences come, you become the very vessel or the tool for the enemy to use.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会苦难一个很大的原因啊。
This is one of the main reasons for the suffering of the church.
仇敌根本不用他自己什么差役来啊。只要射一个火箭在神儿女们心中，他就会帮仇敌做事情。
The enemy doesn't need to send a messenger to come. He will just give an arrow of thought into somebody's mind, then things will start to happen.
所以主在这里要先训练门徒。
So therefore, the Lord needs to first train the disciples.
第二个，要教导门徒一件事情。
Second, he needs to teach the disciple one thing.
恩赐的侍奉和生命的度量是有差距的。
There's a difference between serving in the with your gifts or the based on the measure of life.
因为主打发门徒出去侍奉的时候，给他们恩赐，给他们权柄，给他们能力。
Because God gave them gifts and authority and power to serve.
他们祷告，鬼就出去了。
When they prayed, the demons left.
他们按手，病就好了。
They laid hands and the illness got healed.
但是他们生命是什么？是另外一回事。
But their own life within is a different story.
如果我们不认识生命根基的重要。
But if we fail to realize the importance of this life foundation,
我们得的恩赐越大，
the greater the gift that you have,
我们受的引诱就越大，
the greater is your temptation,
我们落入骄傲自大的几率就越高，
and the potential for you to go into being prideful is even more.
这是为什么今天呢？很多得着很宝贵灵恩经历的弟兄姊妹都隐藏自己的灵恩，从来不讲。
That's why a lot of brothers who have the gift of spiritual gifts, they will hide themselves. They will not share outward. Because he has learned through failing.
生命才是神的目的。
Life is the purpose of God.
因为那个生命不是别的，就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Because his life is none other but his son Jesus Christ.
那是宇宙中的至宝。
This is the most precious treasure of the whole world.
那个恩赐不过是工具而已。
This gift is only a tool.
唯有那个对的生命，那个恩赐，那个工具才有对的功用。
Only when you have the right life, then this gift will have the right tool
and the right function. 当一个人生命小，恩赐大的时候，
if that person's life is very small and has a big gift,
若是落进了撒旦的那个罪，就是骄傲自大的里面，
and he falls within this pride of the enemy.
不要说他能够接受别人的带领。
Let's not speak of him receiving the guidance from others.
根本不能跟别人配搭。
He cannot even co-work with another person.
更不要说能够听并且顺服主。
And of course, he cannot even hear or obey the Lord.
真正的侍奉是根据于生命。
True service must base on life.
神重视我们这个人生命所示的，过于我们恩赐所做的。
God pays a lot more attention to who we are in our life, way more than what we can work with our gifts.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常重要。
This is very, very important.
今天下午我们弟兄用摩西来做例子。
This afternoon, our brother used Moses as an example.
神为什么要花那么长的时间来调教摩西呢？
Why did God use such a long time to train Moses?
是叫摩西的生命像他的主。
It's because the life of Moses need to be like his Lord.
调教摩西能够真成为一个侍奉主的人。
So that Moses can become a true servant of God.
当我们明白了这个，我们才知道侍奉就是生命。
Once you realize this, you will realize that to serve is life.
所以做主的门徒有时候明明是生病，主说你为我去做那件事。
But to be a disciple, even though you're sick, the Lord will say, go and do this one.
我们可以讲理由说，主啊，我不方便，因为我生病。
You can excuse yourself and say, Lord, I am sick, I can't do this.
但是他认识侍奉就是生命，说主啊，是的，我去。
But he realizes, yes, to serve is life, the worker will say, yes, I will go.
他一起来，病就离开了。
Once he starts to get up, then the illness will leave him.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经历呢？
Have you experienced this?
我有好多年，主把我摆在这里面。
For many years, the Lord placed me into this.
每个主日早上，我头起来了，头痛的像有刀子劈了一样。
Every morning, Sunday morning, when I wake up, I feel like I have this knife going through my head.
我跟主说，主啊，你找一个 replacement.
I said, Lord, please find a replacement for me.
主从来没有这样做。
The Lord never did that.
但每个主日，我聚完会，这个头痛就没有。
At the end of the meeting, on Sunday, my headache went away.
弟兄姊妹们，主在这些点上训练我们对他的信心。
Over these issues, the Lord trains us to learn about faith.
你就知道我们的主他在掌权。
You realize that He is in control.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
他从来不离开你。
He never left.
从来不离开我。
You and I.
他的眼目从来不看，从来不离开那些跟随他的。
His eyes will never leave those who follow him.
我想我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我今天把第一段还是没有讲完，但最后我讲到主要让我们认识在生命根基打好的时候侍奉随工作里面仍然是安息的。
And so after we have established our foundation, as we go forward, even though we work, we can still have rest.
我年轻的时候只要有讲台的安排，我就神经紧张。
When I was young, when I need to share on the podium, I get very nervous.
睡不着觉，吃不下饭。
I can't eat, I can't sleep.
而且呢，泻肚子。
I get diarrhea.
去看医生呢，医生说你这个叫做 stress-induced allergy. 那对什么 allergy？ 对侍奉有 allergy。
I'm allergic to service.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个毛病
？I know you have this problem.
我在主面前挣扎好多年了。
I really struggled for many years.
到今天对我来讲，我感谢主，主把安息赐给我。
Until today, I thank the Lord because He has given me rest.
工作就是安息。
To serve, to work is also rest.
你安息的时候是最有力量的时候。
When you rest, you are most powerful.
为什么？因为他是一切又在一切之内。
Because He is all and in all.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His words.
当我们肯这样学生命功课的时候，
When we're willing to learn this lesson of life,
我们跟主之间是亲密的关系。
Between us and the Lord is a very close and intimate relationship.
主看着他周围的门徒说，这些遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄和姊妹。
And the Lord says, those who obey my word, they are my mother, my brother, my sister.
有的侍奉的人呢，他跟工作很亲，跟工作的主不亲。
Some workers are very close to his work and yet not very close to his Lord.
但是真正侍奉的人是跟工作的主亲，工作是主在负责。
A true servant must be very close to his Lord, and for his work he can
pick up and
put it down.
从来不抓工作。
He will not grab, never grab onto his work.
从来没有不放心的把工作不给他。
And the Lord will always unreservedly give him the work.
所以今天在这些点上面，我们要做门徒。
So over these points, we are to be his disciple.
请原谅我讲，我六十多岁了。
Forgive me for saying this. Now that I'm in my 60s,
我觉得我还在主面前，这是最基本的功课，我还是要学。
I'm still learning these very basic lessons.
我愿意和所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹彼此勉励。
I need to encourage all of us.
愿主带我们做他的门徒。
May the Lord lead us to be his disciples.
好叫在地上真有复兴的光景。
So that on earth we will truly see a revival. Shall we pray?
我们亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们心中也充满了亏欠。
And yet our heart is full of being
We feel shortchanged you.
In the past, we served out of our own fervency.
凭着自己的眼光在追求。
And by our own views, we pursue.
凭着自己的喜好来做拣选。
As well as our likes and dislikes.
主啊, 以至于我们耽误了你。
So therefore, we delayed your work.
也耽误了你在我们个人身上的工作。
And delay your work in our lives.
我们求你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
我们也仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look unto your mercy.
在你还没有回来的日子以前。
Before you return.
你能在你儿女中呼召更多的人起来跟从你。
Pray that you will call more people to follow you among your children.
真实有做门徒的实际。
And to have the reality of being a disciple.
好叫你在我们身上走出路来。
So that you will find a way from us.
你能够成全每一个甘心做你门徒的人。
And you will fulfill all those who are willing to follow you.
使许多的弟兄姊妹成为主手中贵重的器皿。
So that many brothers and sisters can be a wonderful vessel.
我们谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us tonight.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.